I mean, what's going to be the response?
So I personally don't have a problem with that, because I'm going to have my specific reasons of why it's not going to work in my jurisdiction. And, you know, my assumption is that the model policies aren't going to be in the weeds. They're going to be the 30,000 foot level. And I would anticipate that I would be able to adopt 99% of that. And that 1%, I feel completely confident to be able to put down in paper and articulate why I'm not adopting that model policy.
You look at the NDA model policies, and they're exactly what Rob said. They're very high level. And in fact, when we wrote policies for Utah County, we basically took that policy and added to it, because it really isn't that detailed. So if we...
For a model policy that works for Rob and for Sim, it's going to have to be generic.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe that's where I was driving at without thinking that was the question. Is that then the guidance we take to this best practices committee, is you stay out of the weeds? We stay, you know, at the high policy level, so that, you know, essentially we're creating one size fits all, or one size, at least it can be tinkered to the individual offices.
Well, and we all know from doing casework, you can't create very detailed policies on screening a DV case or a sex case, because every case is so dramatically different than the other that you have to have very flexible policies.
Yeah.
Well, either that, or and maybe a suggestion on the best practices, that there be some kind of preamble. This is in generic in most cases, because there is going to be some cases where you just have to tweak things, and you just have to do things a little bit differently than the model policies suggest.
Yeah, the NDAs are written in a way that you can easily justify any ethical action that you take.
Is that thwarting what we're trying to do with this, though? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
Sure. Yeah, to a certain extent. But then it comes down to the individual office to implement them in a manner that controls specific cases.
But doesn't that fly in the face of what they're supposed to do, which is kind of bring everybody at least headed in the same direction?
They're just looking for some window dressing.
Well, it is window dressing. But I think you look in, you got NDA policies, and they put in some pretty good things that a prosecutor should consider. Like when you're plea bargaining a case, things you should consider, things you can't consider. And if you look at that policy, I guarantee you'll say, I absolutely agree with that. But there's probably some things in there that you haven't really articulated in the past that you think about, or that you just use as a deciding factor when you're going to plea bargain that case. It helps people articulate and better understand. It's like a bias. You know, it makes you think about things before you take action. That's what the policies kind of do, is they help you analyze your decision-making process before you make that decision. That's really mostly what they're intended to do. So yeah, you can say they're too vague, but on the other hand, that their job is to help you think about what are the best practices, what's the ethical answer to this question, and how do I do that? But it's not going to get far enough in the weeds that it tells you, you know, to dismiss a case or not dismiss a case necessarily.
Well, sounds like you have your response down.
Yeah, it's supposed to help. It's not the answer. The answer is always having trained and ethical prosecutors, which is what UBC does.
So if when we finally come up with this, is the council okay? This is a, I don't know, just thinking off the top of my head, these are the best model practices that UPC and SWAP have created, you know, encourage whatever the language is, like a preamble.
You need to turn endorsed model.
Endorsed, yeah, okay. So the council's okay if this is something that we do, that we put out.
So who's going to approve that as finalized? So I guess this is a question I want to ask, because I have a feeling, well, never mind. But is it coming to this group to vote on that, yes, these are our model policies we're going to send out, or are you just...
Well, if you use the word endorse, it has to.
The board, the council will have to endorse it.
Probably go to the SWAP board.
SWAP board.
Maybe the UCPA board and the UPC board.
I just mentioned that these are groups of lawyers, so the likelihood that argument about the use of the semicolon versus the comma could take years, but I'm just, that's just.
But if we let you draft it, we defer to that, we'd be great.
No.
Yeah, as a volunteer, I heard.
But yeah, I mean, that's a legitimate question, is I think, yeah, it would have to come back to you guys, and then maybe, I hate to say a combined meeting, we just bring more lawyers into the room, you know, if you do one big, everybody, you know, we give you a month to review, and then we come in and everybody sits down and.
When you say everybody?
I mean, the SWAT board and the council would be the two organizations, I think, that we've just said that would be the ones to approve and then endorse.
Couldn't they endorse them individually in their own groups?
Well, no, I mean, we could do that, I'm just wondering if, like, to get around what Craig is saying is.
Well, it sounds like they're gonna be broad enough that nobody's gonna, well, shouldn't have issues with what.
And I will tell you that the first policy we're looking at is the screening, of cases, because that seems to be the one that is irritating the legislators. Would you agree, Will?
Yeah, we're both overcharging and underfiling, yeah.
Yeah, we can't get it right either way.
No, it depends on.
When you're biased.
Man, we're biased.
Good. We are good.
Because they say we did.
We should have not filed sexual assault cases, and we're charging too many.
Well, let's reverse it. Let's overcharge and underfile. No. Undercharge and overfile.
Well, one way you could make the legislature happy is to underfile commercial burglaries. Because that will, I mean, the business community will rally around that, I'm sure.
Yeah, and our goal this time is to hit one or two right now, and then maybe one or two next year. I think the committee got too burdened initially.
When I came back from my meeting with Chris Hammond, it was like, wow, this is, you know, we could do so many awesome things. And so, yeah, we were doing Brady Giglio, we were doing, you know, a lot of these things, officer involved shootings, you know, just all these really lofty, worthwhile goals. It was just too much.
You look at the MUJI instructions for criminal law, and how many years has that taken?
Yeah.
How many do we have now? A dozen? I don't know. Is it even a dozen? It takes a long time.
Right.
So, you know, one or two a year, I think would be fine.
You could also preface it by saying these are aspirational, without the expectation that every office will be in a position to adopt them. For instance, I mean, they may say that the best screening decisions are made by prosecutors who are going to be separate from those who will actually be filing the case. But if you're in Grand County or King County, then that's impossible. But you could say that, you know, that's what we aim for, and we have other ways of trying, you know, provide some objectivity. But some of it's scale, some of it's resources.
Right. So going forward and working together, we don't really have a SWAP report on our council agenda. So Sim is the chair, what's the title? Chair of the board or
Chair of the board of SWAP for the purposes of the UPC statute.
Right. So since Will oftentimes comes, is Will the one to do a SWAP report, or do we invite Jeff to come in and give a SWAP report, and do we want a SWAP report at council meeting? I would say yes, the last question. It's just, you know, who do we want to get that information from?
Well, yeah, I think we invite Jeff. I mean, you know, Will's here as well, but.
Right.
Honestly, during the session, Will and I work together every day, so.
Well,
and the few times we disagree, we make it clear that we disagree on that.
Yeah. Well, and we don't, let's see, council meeting is not till April, so we aren't meeting, you know, we won't have a council meeting during the session. So I just don't know, I didn't want to put Will in a position where, you know, he's coming reporting on SWAP that had a contrary position than what Salt Lake may be having. And I mean, I know you disclosed that.
We work together enough that's very clear when we have disagreements, and we're very open about this.
So. So I guess my question ultimately is we add SWAP to council agenda, get a report?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about SWAP and UPC while Jeff is still here? Okay.
Good.
Thanks. Lunch will be here in a few minutes. We're gonna break at noon for an hour. we could take a 10-minute break now, come back, and then just talk real quickly about UCDA, if there's any overlap, you want to do that? Okay, so let's take a, let's just come back right before 11:30.
Okay, Marilyn, did you buy this? How do I open the top?
Right, yeah, but how do I just do it?
Did you know how to do that?
Well, I'm assuming that it would be like a drill bit where you twist that top.
No, no, the drill bit.
And you know, the jails have been.
Yeah, no, you can't change the aperture.
Because the jails.
Oh, is it defective?
Well, I don't know. That's all.
Yeah, no, it's defective because they're all supposed to fit in there.
Yeah, this one, none of them fits.
So he needs a piece of it.
Because I like that a lot.
Well, here, we'll just take one here. I've got it. Oh, here.
You know, Scott.
See if that one works.
Reed did all the sheriff stuff.
Oh, okay.
Reed and I.
No, this doesn't open either. How does it rotate?
Oh.
Scott's.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, they're all, I think what's defective is the bits.
Reed's
the bits
very
are supposed
defective.
To all.
None of the fits.
Oh, well, let's try this one.
Reed's retiring, so. There's that. We'll see how Scott does. I don't know. He's got more of an aggressiveness.
Yeah,
that doesn't work.
Legislature,
we'll see how he does.
Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Bob.